When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everyone, Mr. Devil here, Kenny Danico, three-time Stanley Cup champion of the New Jersey Devils, and you're listening to the Uncle Pucker's New Jersey Devils podcast. With Chris, Dan, Bobby, and Tony, the Uncle Puckers. Let's go, Devils!
Every day I get up from off of the floor, I keep on coming back for more and more. So many times I get it in the face. I keep on running till my dying day. Right on the roadway, further in the sky. The light of day disappears from sight. As the road opens up in front of my eyes, these wheels are burning.
That was for you, Bobby.
Thank you. I figure. Yeah, we just talked about that.
That was for you.
That's wonderful.
Everybody, how's everybody doing this fine? What is it? Monday afternoon, evening?
It's Monday. It's March. Sun's out.
Sun's out, and it's after 5 o'clock. This is crazy. Even though
it's not dark out, and it's after 4 o'clock.
I hate daylight savings time.
You change over there in Lithuania, Tony?
Yeah, at the end of the month. Right now, we're 6 hours behind you guys. So in 2 weeks, we'll jump up another one. So it'll be seven again.
Oh, we'll be back to seven. Okay. So other than that, everybody's doing well.
Yeah, man.
Big game tonight. If you for the Rangers. Yeah. So what do you think, Dan? They're still going to pull this thing off?
Shut out tonight. 1-0.
Love it.
It's going to happen eventually, Dan.
They're going to do it. You know, it'd be nice to do it against the Rangers.
That's game 82.
Might not be the season, but.
Game 82. Yeah. We'll get the shutout. Oh, God. Yeah, they're not doing themselves any favors, man. That's for sure.
What are we? We're 22 points away from them. That is crazy.
Yep.
Look at last year. It doesn't matter. 22 points.
Sick. It doesn't matter. As long as we. What is it? Oh, my music's still going. Where is that music coming from? I mean, the Rangers have had a great friggin' year, and they're a friggin' awesome team. And Carolina's just going to be so much better. Like, even if we make it in the playoffs, like, I don't know how we can compete against those guys. But let's make it in and find out.
Yeah, right. There's still a path.
Yeah. So you guys want to do our predictions real quick before we get rolling here, and we'll talk about some other stuff. What games do we have this coming week, though? We have tonight's the Rangers, and then what, Dallas and Arizona? Am I right about that?
On the road? That is correct.
So tonight is all three of these games are on the road, right?
Yes.
So at New York, at Dallas, at Arizona, and then we have that's a back-to-back with Saturday and Sunday, right? And we see Vegas on Sunday.
That's right.
All right. So we'll just do those three games.
Did you guys go over the points from the last batch of games?
No, we're doing it now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll do it now. So this will be for the past week. So this will be the Kings game, the Panther game, the Blues game, and the Hurricanes. So we'll start with Bobby. You had a couple of things come off the board. You said that this will be the week that Jacob Markstrom comes to New Jersey.
Yep.
And That's not fucking happening. Liar. You said this that the Devils will go at least 500 in these last four games.
Jesus.
And you said that Nico Hischier will have a game-winning goal. Did he have the game-winning goal? No, Timo did. He was the only one that scored on St. Louis, right? Yeah. So that was Timo. So you were 0 for 3.
You know, in my defense, if the team were playing better, I'd probably have more points.
I agree. I think you would definitely have more points. If the team was playing better, I bet they'd have more points, too.
That's true.
I missed the real buzzer, Chris, when it comes to Bobby getting his answers wrong. It takes away from the effect.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Before we pick on Bobby, let's look at the, like, the stat sheet. I don't think I'm in last place here.
No, I am.
Okay, good. I'm not very confident, but...
I am totally in last place. I said that they will go 0-4 this week. Yep. They went 1-3.
Damn,
I said that they will give up the first goal in all four games. They had to go out and play a good game against the Blues, right? Mm-hmm. Screwed that all up for me. That was the only game that they didn't score, that they did score first. And I said that Reinhart would score two or more goals against us, and he didn't. The one game he doesn't show up. So once again, my 10th or 11th week in a row with no points.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Tony, you said that we will lose at least two players to injury. That hasn't happened. That's a good. You said that we'll beat the Blues, so we give you that point
Cherry
there,
point.
Your check down point.
Hey, I have to.
And you said that Jack Hughes will have the most points out of any Devil this week. It was Timo Meier.
Yeah.
Dan.
Shut
what
up.
What did you say, Dan? Oh, I don't even have yours written down because you had texted them to me.
Oh, shit. Well,
yeah,
I'm damned
so
if I remember.
My fault. You got a shutout. I'm looking now. I'll find them.
Yeah.
You had the shutout, so that was wrong. And then give me 2 seconds here to find Dan's other predictions.
Bunch of dick pics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a lot of long.
You got to scroll really past scroll. The large section.
Yeah, it's really scroll.
All right, no, five or more points.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Five so or more points.
That's
wrong.
Enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's,
what
that's
else
so far off. And we'll see a top six forward traded away, which did not happen.
Yeah, it did. We traded Toffoli.
Oh, yeah, that counts.
Yeah,
that totally counts.
That totally
point
counts.
Point for me.
Point for Dan. Point for Tone.
A point.
The updated with, let's see, Dan got another point. Dan is still leading.
How the hell am I leading this game?
You only get two guesses a week because you're always doing the shutout.
Exactly.
Very you're only winning by one. You have 16 points. Tony has 15 points. Bobby has 12, and I've been sitting on the same 7 for about 2 months now.
Plenty of season left, Chris.
I got about 5 more weeks to make it all up. It's got to start today. All right. We have the Rangers. We have the Stars. We have the Coyotes. We'll go. Tony, you can go first, buddy. What's your first prediction this week?
McDermott will fight Rempe tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I almost feel like it's a guaranteed point. I think that's number 16. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's another layup for you.
Well,
way to reach.
Who wins?
Ooh. I was going to say they're going to fight. I'm not going to say who wins.
All right.
What is, I think Rempe's like, what, 6'7"? And I think McDermott's 6'5".
Well, I said it before.
Yeah, but Rempe's reach looks way bigger than that.
Well, Mike Rupp says that McDermott is the toughest dude in the NHL. He has come out and say that this is the toughest guy. He better be tough because he can't skate worth a shit. So, you know, the fact he's even out there, I'm just like, you know, he better be tough, man. He better bring the physicality because he can't do a whole lot more.
He can give you penalties.
Yeah, he gives us those, definitely. How about you, Bobby? Your first prediction for this week?
I believe the Devils will get a power play, at least one power play goal against the Rangers tonight. Because they have to.
Got to do it.
All right. Daniel, your first prediction?
I had a McDermott-like one, too. I was going to give him two fighting majors in his next four games. Two or more.
Nice.
Three games?
Oh, we're going three?
Yeah, it's just the Rangers, the Stars, and the Coyotes. Vegas is until Sunday, so we're just going to do these three.
We're going to start over. Yeah, okay. I'll still stick with it. Two or more fighting majors in the three games.
Definitely see that.
Two or more majors.
It's not the starting lineup tonight. That'd be great.
Right, scratch the next three games.
Oh, it's very possible.
The Devils just get skull fucked for 3 hours on national TV.
I know that it's going to seem completely crazy because I really do need points. And the fact that I'm actually going to make ones that are probably not going to come true, I'm still going to go for it. I'm going to say that the Devils, out of a possible 6 points this week, they will get all 6.
Well, that would be great.
Wow.
They will go 3-0 this week. Bobby, your second prediction.
We will beat the Coyotes by at least 2 goals. 2 or more.
That's the one that scares me the most, that game. That's the kind, like, we'll whoop up on the Rangers, play the Stars great, and then go shit to bed against Arizona.
We'll probably play our 2 new goalies and then call up Schmidt for the Coyotes game.
Or they'll go down injured, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll be back to Schmidt and Dawes. Tone, what's your second prediction?
I think Myers will be the scoring leader again the next 3 games for the Devils.
Timo will lead the team in scoring this week?
Yes.
Okay. Daniel? Your second prediction.
I think Jack's hit a low point, and I think he's going to become our scoring leader over the next 3 games.
All right. I think it's going to be Jesper Bratt that's going to lead the team in scoring this week. No, I don't. I definitely don't think that. Let's see. My second prediction. The Devils will beat the Rangers tonight by 2 or more goals.
Nice.
I hope all you guys are right with all these. They're all
very optimistic.
In about 5 hours, you can go and listen to how wrong we are.
You guys ever think about that? We do it the early shows, times the next day.
I'm wrong about that.
I need to post it before the game.
Why even bother listening to the show?
it's rare that somebody gets 2 out of 3 points. You know, it's very rare. We're usually more wrong than right.
Eliminated from our predictions in the first game of the 3 games. I'm like, damn, man, there goes 2.
Yeah, yep, exactly. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't make that one. Well, Bobby, your third and final prediction for this week.
Going outside of the Devils here, I will just say that the Hurricanes will take over the first spot in the Metro by the end of the week.
Canes will replace the Rangers.
I would like to see that. I was thinking about that today as much as...
On top of Metro. I got you, buddy. All right, Tony, your third and final prediction.
I think there'll be a game where Jack and Bratt score in the same, the next 3 in the same game.
Jack and Bratt will score in 1 game, both of them, right?
Combined, yeah, they'll both score in the same game.
Okay.
And those are goals, not assists, you're saying, right?
Just score. Yeah, I say goals, yeah. I'll say goals.
Goals, yeah. And Dan, shout out.
Yeah, I'm going to pick this shit up. Can't stop now.
No.
Can't stop, won't stop.
We have new goalies.
Yeah. I mean, this honestly, it's the best happen. Time of the year to call that one.
I think we should definitely, I feel good about it.
We could all have a point by the end of this game.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Man. You got a point, Bobby.
It would be nice, right? If we get, so if McDermott fights Renke tonight, if the, you know, we get a power play goal against the Rangers, if we beat the Rangers. And get the shutout, and then we beat them by 2 or more. And Jack and Bratt score.
Yeah,
I think we'll all be happy.
I think if all that happens, I think we all get a hat trick for that.
If we all get one point,
the team tonight, hat trick.
Then tonight. I'll get the hat trick. I'm leaving.
It won't matter because we're all getting the same points.
I'll get 4. Bobby's in second place, so he'll get 3. Tony will get 2, and Dan will get 1.
We'll handicap it. We'll just
socialism.
Right. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
All right. So,
of course, based on our history of points earned, we have like a 20% chance of that anyway. So it's probably not.
It'll be
great.
Hating it by tonight.
All right. So my third and final prediction is that we will. Let me think. I want to do something for the Ranger game tonight. We will be perfect on our penalty kill tonight. Is that
now they have to take a penalty for that to be accurate, right?
Obviously. Yeah, if they don't take a penalty, I lose.
All right.
Perfect on the PK just tonight against the Rangers, who have a ridiculously good power play. I'm blowing as much positive smoke up the ass as I can.
I mean, honestly, yours are all like hat tricks, one of the truth.
Well, you know, last week I went really negative, and I've kind of come to the realization that until they're mathematically out of it, I'm going to stay positive.
I think you're the one who made them have a horrible week last week.
It was probably me.
Chris will post the show. He'll be on Twitter at midnight. Just fucking motherfuckers.
Look, I mean, what we want to happen, or what we hope will happen, and what is most likely to happen are probably completely different. Like, it's look, the way that they've been playing, I'm just hoping that with these changes in goal tonight, that maybe we see a little bit different from this team, having another day to practice, and I'm just hoping that they come in with the right frame of mind, but it could just be a shit show again.
Were you guys happy with Henrique not going to the Rangers, though?
Yes.
Of course.
That's always not going to.
Yeah, I don't want – and I was even more happy. Tone, I'm curious what you think about this. I had said this. I thought that the Rangers really dropped the ball by not getting Jake Guentzel. And apparently they were right there with him, and they wanted either – Pittsburgh wanted either a couple Kapokako or their first rounder Pageau, I think, from last year, and they wouldn't give up Kako.
That was the same thing with the Henrique deal. I heard they wouldn't give up Kako was part of the deal, and it didn't happen because
I might have hesitated a little bit for Henrique, but I wouldn't have hesitated for Jake Guentzel. Like Jake Guentzel is a goal scoring machine in the playoffs, and I think that it was a huge mistake to let him go.
Yeah, that's a true playoff acquisition right there.
Yeah. You know, and that made the Hurricanes, I think, so much better. But
yeah, do you guys think the Hurricanes will actually jump them by the season's end?
Bobby does.
I think they're going to do it by the end of the week.
I mean, look, the Rangers are really good. The Carolina Hurricanes are really good. Who gives a shit, though? I mean, I'd like to see, of course. Actually, there's a piece of me that kind of wants to see the Rangers win the division and then get, you know, one of those really tough – 7th or 8th wild cards to, you know, seeds to play them.
Because I think if we go at it and
I'm hoping it's us.
I'm just looking at it.
I mean, the Hurricanes have a game in hand and they're 2 points back. I got to look at their schedule.
And they're playing the Rangers.
Yeah, that's right. If they win this week against them, that's a 4-point game.
And I figured we'd do them a solid to beat the Rangers tonight. That's why I came up with that prediction. Just seems likely. Plus Hurricanes are just playing well.
I like it. Yeah. The Rangers haven't really had too many dips all year. Devils are really going to have to play.
Yeah, but the Hurricanes, you feel like they're ramping up. Like they're getting their game ready.
Yes.
And, you can see it.
Another game, I know they added the empty netter, but essentially all of our games against the Hurricanes were one-goal losses. We are in these games, man. If we can just get that timely save or, you know, not hit a post or something like that, we win that game. Yep. And it's just like the whole season was just all encompassed in that game. It was like everything that could go wrong. You know, we couldn't get any positive shit going.
And Ball had a bad game too, that game. There was a lot of stuff in that one.
You know, Smith, I thought, had a bad game. I don't like him on D, but I get it. We have, you know, he's here. And we'll go over this summer when the Devils are out. You know, I want to kind of do a whole free agency thing, like all of us kind of pick on our own, maybe like 4-5 free agents or guys that you would like on this team. We'll talk about that. But they're going to have to do a lot of work in the offseason. But can they pull it off this year? Doubt it, but, you know.
Yeah, it's really crummy because – against the Hurricanes, you can argue that we've played better teams, but I still think those are probably our three hardest games. And be that in them, I was watching that game, and oh my God, the clogging that they do. Like Carolina, when they shut it down, they shut it down. And I'm just sitting there going, wow, you know, when Carolina does it, oh, they're just an awesome, terrific team. When the Devils were doing it, we're a shitty, boring trap team.
Yep.
But they're so good at it. I was frustrated. I'm not a player watching that game.
You know,
it's definitely a hard matchup.
You know, you're watching the game, and Ryan Callahan was making a lot of really good points. He's, you know, talking about the Devils, and he's saying, like, you have to chip the puck to where these players aren't and then go get it. And we did it, like, Jack did it once or twice, and he was successful at it. But as a whole, like, we didn't do it. I don't know why they weren't listening to Ryan Callahan up there.
Probably
he was
didn't get
telling
the broadcast
them.
Live.
Yeah.
I mean that's another way we should be using our speed, to be honest with you. You know, you could dump and chase, too, when you're faster than the other guys, you know.
Yeah. Dan, what did you think of that game?
You know, they were close. They were in it. And it was kind of frustrating. It seemed like the same curse all year long of just clutching it too tight, guys not coming through when they're supposed to. You know, just you could just tell they had that frustrated look to their game that as close as they were not going to pull it off. It's weird to say they were close, but they were far away. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, I get it. I kind of felt it like the first 2 minutes when Luke Hughes hit that post. I kind of felt right there that that's going to be our game.
And I knew I'd be hearing it in my nightmares all night. And I just knew it.
You know, Jack hits the post, and then Jack also missed. He roofed that shot over the net.
Wide open net.
Like, those three go in, we beat them 5-2.
They got a crisis of confidence is really what it comes down to. And you see it especially in the younger players, the skilled players like Jack. He's not the only one, but, like, you could just tell they're making mistakes that they don't normally make. And I think that pressure has gotten to them a little bit, and they're not enjoying the games. And, you know, with the changes made, maybe they will. So I really don't think it's like done. This is it for the season. I think that you might see this team come around. And I'm predicting that Jack will turn it around. I think that he's hit the low point, but in that game was like, I think hopefully his low point where just everything's going wrong for him. You can tell all his problems are upstairs. They're in his head. And, a lot of pressure he's putting on himself. Just, you know, unhappy with the way things were going. I wonder how he felt about the whole Lindy thing too, how that affected him. I felt about Lindy before he left. I know Lindy was very much a Jack guy. Jack could do no wrong, but I wonder if how Jack internalized that. All these things you can't really ever know, but I see it come through in the game, and I think hopefully now they're turning the page, and we see some better things from them.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the one thing that would put a rocket of confidence up this team's ass would be go out and beat the shit out of Rangers tonight. I mean, that would really go a long way. But, you know, they haven't done it all year. So let's see.
Yep. An enema of confidence, if you will.
I feel like this year they just haven't shown any, like, well, they just can't put a winning streak together. It just feels like you guys were saying, like, when you hit that post, you kind of just knew. It's just, this is the way the seasons went, where last year we were winning all those games. We were, you know,
we can't come back this year.
Yeah, it's just, when you take the air out of their sails, it really doesn't come back in that third period anymore. And it's just, it feels like that all year. And I hope we make a run. I think that's where my confidence is, that I just have not seen that energy in this team at all this year for any amount of time. And even when they were pulling off the games and, you know, maybe they would beat a team pretty good, it was so rare because that next game they would come out flat and, just seems the way the season has went.
I think the goaltending will help. You know, that's something that maybe was.
It's
better, once they
no
lost confidence
what.
In those guys, they're losing confidence in the winning and confidence in themselves. And
I liked what Jake Allen said. He said all the right stuff. I don't know if you guys saw him in the locker room.
He did not.
Just basically saying, you know, I'm one guy's not going to flip the switch on this team, but I'm going to just do everything I can to help this team make a run and do all. You know, he said all the right stuff, and I like that veteran guy in goal with Allen. We haven't had that. I don't know do we know who's starting tonight?
No, it hasn't just listed yet.
Amanda Stein didn't put her little tweet out with her. Her little lineups there.
And her Allen did say he would play more games than Crawford.
What was that?
Allen did say he would play more games than Crawford did. So
that was nice of him.
You know. Man.
Oh, shit, I just got a tweet. Jake Allen just retired. Oh, he's done.
I saw Crawford jerseys on sale online when he first got on TV. Could you imagine bought that fucking jersey?
That'd be awesome. I wish I had that jersey.
Yeah, Crawford jerseys. Guys never played a game.
I would have loved him to have been on this team, though. I mean, he would have definitely been.
Just give it with a 00 number.
There you go. Yeah. What number was Crawford?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
30s, I want to say. Let me see here.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are.
Find out what number Jake Allen and Kaapo Kakkonen are.
Kakkonen is 36.
Like 30, yeah.
Okay. Oh, 50. Just wondering if anybody has to change at 30 is all I'm thinking.
Crawford was 50, actually.
Okay, so you were
Jake's 34.
34? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so nobody has to change their number.
Right.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah,
sure,
let's play
right
a game.
Into it. Let's go.
Shall we play a game?
Buckle up, boys and girls. It is time for the Devil You Know on the Uncle Pucker New Jersey Devil Podcast.
It really does seem like forever since we've done this, because we haven't had all four of us on a show in so long. But this is the most fun, interactive game in hockey podcast history, boys and girls. This is the Devil You Know. Tonight it'll be Tony. He's going to give us clues to a former New Jersey Devil player. Bobby, myself, and Dan have to try and guess who it is. We get three incorrect answers before we are eliminated. We can ask Tony any question we want. He can or cannot answer it. It's completely up to him. Former Devil You Knows were Jimmy Vesey, let's see, Paul Martin, Mike Dunham, Kevin Dean, Jason Arnott, Bryce Salvador. And Tony right now is leading season two. He has gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. Bobby has gotten 1, 2, 3 correct. I have gotten 3, 2 correct.
I got 0.
And Dan hasn't gotten
double zero
board yet.
Double zero, Dan.
I've eclipsed Dan. last year. So I'm good now. I don't want to go too
good
far.
Last year.
I think Dan will get this one.
Maybe
Dan will get this.
Yeah.
I got like two. I think I got two last year.
You got
I think I'm gonna
just two.
I think I'm gonna blank him for the season.
Well, if it's Tony giving the clues, it's gonna be some devil that we've never heard of. So whenever you're ready,
here we
Tony.
Go. You always say that, and Bobby gets it when you say that. It actually works in your favor, Bobby, on this one.
Does it?
I'm doing
you
it
always
for
pull
Bobby.
Off this point.
I say that for Bobby.
I got to get this one because you're not playing, so this is my time to jump.
This former devil was drafted in 2007 in the second round, number 61 overall. Bobby Googles it in.
Yeah, no Google
this
machines.
This is my Google pen.
No Google machines.
2007.
Got it.
This former devil was born August 26, 1988. Okay. This former devil played 1,037 games in the NHL.
Okay.
This former devil played right wing.
Was he drafted by the Devils?
I'm not going to say yet.
Okay.
Because you don't know.
I was way down on my list. I haven't got there yet.
So that answer is no. Okay.
This former devil was 6 foot and 184 pounds.
Okay.
This former devil was born in Ontario.
Void in Ontario.
I was just going to say that. All right.
This former devil played 61 games in New Jersey.
61.
Okay.
Not a huge sample size.
Yeah.
Did you give how many goals this player scored as a right winger?
Well, we got nothing.
I'll tell you now.
Yet.
This former devil had 263 goals, 263 assists in his career for 526 Whoa. Points.
263 goals and 263 assists?
Yep.
That's impressive.
I thought the same thing.
That's just, yeah,
500 out of 1,000 games? He scored a point every two games.
Wow. Yeah. He was a every other game a point guy.
Mm-hmm. So he's like a 40-point season guy. Roughly.
Might have been like a rental for us.
Well, yeah, this was a top six right winger, I'm guessing. I'm guessing he wasn't drafted by the Devils, right?
I'll give you the draft team now. This former Devil was drafted by the Kings.
By the Kings.
Oh.
It's Tyler Toffoli?
No.
Real soon. I think he had this one loaded for a couple weeks, so that would have been premonition.
Yeah, exactly. This must have been like 3 weeks old.
All right, what else you got?
This former devil played from 2008 to 2023 in the NHL.
So last year was his last year? He retired?
Yes.
Was it like a known retirement, like talked about, or was it just he kind of just
I think everybody
away?
Who was a Devils fan or an NHL fan knows this guy pretty well.
Okay.
How Brian Boyd? Brian Boyd?
No.
We did him already.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Did you, whatchamacallit, how many teams did he play for, Tone?
Let me see here. I haven't got to that yet. Cause
he's much taller, too.
Yeah, I haven't got to that yet, Chris. No cups, I believe. I'm almost there. Okay, so this former Devil scored his first career goal in his third NHL game, scoring against Jean-Sébastien Giguère of the Ducks on October 14th, 2008.
While he's with the Kings, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What year did he come to the Devils? Did you tell us that yet?
I haven't got to that yet.
Okay.
This former Devil had a total of 1,313 penalty minutes in his career.
Okay. Who the hell is this guy?
I don't know.
This former Devil played 8 years, 584 games in Philly.
Oh, wow.
That should be the one that kind of gets us moving.
Yeah,
out.
How come we're going blanks here? Well, when did he play with the Devils? That's what I want to know.
Is that before Philadelphia or after?
I'm looking here at the...
Oh, I think I know you. This is... what's his name?
We keep Simon on going Dan. Here.
Yeah, Dan, keep working it out. What do you got?
Is he slowly like giving us half the
African,
name.
African-American or African-Canadian player?
I can't answer that question, I guess.
No?
You can't? Or you...
But Dan, you're in the right direction. I'll give you that.
I know what you're trying to think. I know.
It's not Anson Carter.
No, not Anson Carter.
He retired
in 23.
But
this former Devil spent 3 years with the Maple Leafs and played 128 games. I'm going to keep on rolling them off here because someone's going to pick it off in a second. Former Devil signed with New Jersey July 1st, 2019, a one-year $5 million contract.
In 2019?
Yes.
How many years?
One year? What the hell is his name?
This former Devil was traded in February by New Jersey to Buffalo in exchange for a conditional fifth-round selection in the 2021 draft. He would only play 7 games with Buffalo due to the pandemic.
What the hell? Why are we seriously just stupid here?
This former Devil would spend part of the 2018-19 season with Nashville. I got two more here. I'll keep on going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Due to the 2017-18 season, this former Devil played with a team. He actually played with his pelvis torn, his groin, and fractured ankle, and a tear in his thumb ligament, and a busted jaw. He was nominated the Mark Messier Leadership Award at the end of the season.
This
that
is
year,
a
in 2017-18.
Guys, I got nothing on this one.
I got one more. In 2022-23 season with the Toronto, this former Devil played only 18 games, being a healthy scratch for several others, was placed on waivers, and then retired.
We should definitely know this.
So he retired. Last team he played with was the Leafs. So he's been with the Kings, the Flyers, the Devils, the Predators, the Sabres, and the Leafs.
Yep.
And he's a right wing Canadian, retired last year. He's got good numbers. Who is this guy?
Wayne Simmonds.
There you go.
Nice, Bobby.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking about. I couldn't think of his name.
Dan, we all knew.
I could picture his face. I honestly could picture his face too.
Yeah. I forgot that Wayne Simmonds played for us. That was a good one. I like that. I liked Wayne Simmonds too.
Dude,
I know. And like when you said Anson Carter, I'm like, no, that's not the right exact tone what I'm thinking about.
Dude, to go all the way down to the last clue, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I didn't think – he's pretty prominent for a guy who's only been with the Devils for 61 games. So
I thought Dan was going to say it, and I was like
– if Dan didn't start saying it, I would have absolutely no clue.
Yeah. It's close.
I didn't even know he retired.
Yeah, he retired. I actually liked him. I liked him. When he played against the Devils before he was a Devil, I hated him. And then right when he got with New Jersey, I was like, I kind of like him, you know.
I want to see what the line is tonight for our game.
Let's see if we
I'm going to check the old DraftKings here. Or, Dan, I watched that Saturday Night Live skit. Rock Bottom Kings.
The Rock Bottom Kings. I love it. You can bet on your friends.
Your friends' misery.
Misery, yeah.
I'm going to bet that he's going to lose his kid's college tuition.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. Rock Bottom Kings. What does Rock Bottom Kings have the Devils at tonight? So we'll do a little shout out here. Let's see. All right. We know that. This is a new one, guys. What the fuck? So this is what they just the Hockey Podcast Network. I went on to the new scripts, right?
Yeah,
and printed it, and it's looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58. Yeah, this is not the right one. So anyway,
I hope I can take the bet on that because I have a feeling I'm going to win. Yeah.
You know who wins that one, right?
San Francisco.
Right now, the Devils are getting a goal and a half against the Rangers. And if you want some of that action, if you think that tonight's going to be the night that the Devils are going to turn it all around, go into MSG and kick the rags right square dead in the nuts and win this game, you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN, and new customers bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. With code THPN, the crown is yours. I'm just making it up, right? It's pretty much all the same.
Pretty good.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text up with HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. And, yeah, that's about it.
I think so, it was fair to read it that way. I think that's about the best you can do. And we could get, like, half a quarter for that.
There you go. Yeah. We'll get a half a quarter. So, yeah, with football, now that we're talking about football, today is the beginning of the legal tampering season. It gets exciting now. And contracts get signed on Wednesday. The Vikings are going to have a new quarterback.
You got yourself a new
defensive lineman in Christian Wilkins, who's a beast.
I'm sorry. There's actually a tampering time period in football.
So they have they call this the actual legal tampering. So what they do is, last week was the combine, and it's supposed to be, you know, illegal to work out deals and everything like that at the combine. Yet, look, you have every agent, every general manager is there, every head coach is there. Things are getting worked out there. But today is the first day that you can actually announce and come to terms on agreements for contracts with people. And then Wednesday, which is the start of the official league year, you can sign those deals. So today is actually the first day of free agency. Everybody ends up, you know, everybody knows where everybody's going. So our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, has finally left Minnesota. He's on his way to Hotlanta. Did you see what they fucking paid him?
4 years they got him for, right?
They gave a 36-year-old quarterback coming off a blown-out Achilles tendon, 4-year, $180 million deal, and $100 million guaranteed. And all I keep seeing on the NFL Network is, I'm surprised that the Vikings didn't want to pay Kirk Cousins.
Really?
What? Who the hell wants to pay him $180 million over 4 years?
Atlanta.
You know, between us, the four of us here, Tony, myself, Bobby, and Dan, all right. Kirk Cousins has won one more playoff game than all of us. Wow. So, I mean, we should at least get, if
well,
we try,
guys, I have
at least half
I have
of that.
I want to talk to you about.
I mean, what has this guy ever done?
That's
he's never done anything.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad he's gone. Let's just hope that they go out and draft a good QB that can maybe take this team to the promised land in a couple of years. But I liked what the Raiders did on defense. I think I'd be psyched if I were you.
Yeah, with Crosby and him, it should be a duo, you know? I mean, yeah. I love, like I always say, Crosby's, it has been a long time. I don't buy many jerseys of current players, you know, in football with the Raiders and stuff, but I do have a Crosby jersey. I went and did it, you know, so it's, you just love him as a player. I hate to see him go anywhere else. You know, these days, I was just talking to my buddy about this the other day, like back in the day, players would stay with teams for such a long period of time, and it was really a crazy thing if they left. These days, I mean, it doesn't, you know,
no.
You just never know who's going to take off.
I mean, I think football probably has it more than in any other sport where team players will stick around with a team, you know, but every other sport, it really is crazy, like the amount of people you go through. Like, I forget half of the people that were, when we do with the Devil, you know, that they were even on this team, you know?
Yeah,
I forgot Wayne Simmons stopped here for a cup of coffee.
Remember when we all forgot that Jaromir Jagr played for
exactly.
The Devils?
Exactly.
And even when we got it, Chris, you were like, I don't really, I forgot about that. So did I. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I was like,
I mean, we're all
Chris is like
forget.
Looking right at me. He's like, he's Czech. I got nothing.
He has long hair.
Chris has a mullet on. Trying to
Where's number 68?
Played with the Mario J. Lemieux. Yeah.
That's right. He was with us for a little while.
Yeah, did you guys see Torch the other night not coming off the bench?
No. What happened here? I saw that he's suspended for two games. What was the situation? Tell us.
I guess they wanted him to leave, but he wouldn't leave after he got kicked out of the game.
What do you mean he wouldn't leave? Like,
he was abusing the refs verbally, according to their opinion. Whatever he said, you can't tell from watching the game. And they toss him. You know, it happens sometimes. And I'm not going. You can see him mouth, I'm not going, several times. And he doesn't
probably,
go.
I mean,
and Philadelphia fans, they love it.
2 minute exchange at least, right, Dan? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a good standoff.
It went on and on, and they ended up fining him. I don't remember how much money, but two game suspension.
50,000, two games. 50, my question about it is, I hear from, I think it was like the owner and chairman of the Flyers or whatever, and even Al Morganti, everyone was like, I'll pay the tab for his fine for sticking up for the team. So what exactly was he sticking up for? Does anyone know that?
It doesn't even matter. I mean, what kind of league is this that you're going to walk out?
How am I asking?
Yeah, seriously.
I have to admit, the kind of guy kind of grows on me more. He's an asshole. Whenever I see him do his post game press conferences, I mean, he's just a personality. I don't know if I like him even, but I just miss those. In the 80s, you had those personalities. And I think this guy is just, I don't know if you guys ever seen him interview, like when the press tries to talk to him after games. He just tells him basically, like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not answering. He's crazy.
I like his personality as far as behind the bench and what he can get out of a team. We've talked about it a lot. You know, his shtick gets old quick, but for what the Flyers are doing right now, he's perfect. Now, I'll tell you who I'm kind of liking is Travis Green. I don't think Travis Green's doing a bad job right now. I mean, he only has one win, but I really don't think – I like that at least he's trying different things. You could tell there's more communication with the guys on the bench. He's talking to them a lot more. He wants to see what they're comfortable with doing, and he's trying to put these guys in the right spots. And I think that's, I like that because I feel like Lindy was just, it was his way. And if you didn't like it, that was too bad. Well, I don't think that that's how you do things nowadays. I think you have to be able to, you know, you don't know everything. Talk to the guys. Find out where they're more comfortable, what they would rather be doing. Let them, you know, I always go back to, like, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the world. Andy Reid lets those guys come up with their own plays. He lets them go out there and try and put shit together. And where they're feeling comfortable, instead of just, you know, using the head coach being a joystick and just saying, you play here, you play here, you play here, and that's it. You're going to do exactly. No, he asked the guys what makes them more comfortable. You can kind of see it with the few lineup changes that he made.
Timo Meier seemed to respond.
Yeah. Timo's definitely responded. I thought Palat responded really well in that Blues game. Tonight's going to be tough, but I mean, I think that we can skate with the Rangers. I think we can score goals with the Rangers. I just, if we don't make mistakes, we can beat the Rangers. But that's the key.
We're gonna have to stop, taking penalties. We've been taking too many penalties. If they can, have a decent penalty kill like you're hoping, and not take too many, there's a good chance that they can do well. Especially if the goaltending comes out of the gate as an improvement, and they get one of their better defensive efforts. Let's say.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. I kind of like what Green's bringing, and for me, I think it was like I said, that kind of like just barking a little louder, maybe too, just getting a little more out of the guys. The one thing I had a problem with really surfaced against the Carolina game in a way where, again, he was mentioning how much he likes our power play. And as I'm watching that game, I'm like, well, if you really liked it, maybe it would have changed something because a power play goal or two in that game, and that changes everything. So, but otherwise, I do like what he's bringing. And I know he's taking kind of a backseat off the power play, but it's still kind of his architecture on there right now. And putting Meier on the right wing in there is great on the first line, but still there's just something not clicking, and we wasted so many opportunities against them. But overall, how he's coached, I think, is pretty well. I mean, we did lose 2 out of 3 against legitimately maybe 2 of the most favored teams to win the Stanley Cup, and they were close games. The effort's there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is what we would have wanted to see like 15, 20 games ago. Oh, the effort's there. They're pulling out of this thing. By the time we pull out of this thing, it might literally now be too late, which is why, again, tonight is everything.
Right? Yeah.
Tonight starts it again.
You're going to run out of road eventually, and you got to do something. And, yeah, tonight is everything. Because, look, even though the Rangers are comfortable in their position, they're going to make the playoffs, they have a damn good team, I think they can go on a run. Even though all that stuff is said and done and we have, you know, they have lowly old Devils coming in, they are still – their ass is still burning about what happened in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. So they are going to come out and they want to beat us, especially in their building. And that place is going to be off the hook. There's going to just, you know, they are going to be so fired up to watch the Devils lose. They have got, this is where I think the first goal, they've got to score the first goal tonight. Like this, it's so much into your psyche and deflating when you keep giving up that first goal. And it's just that, fuck, man, here we go again. Like, you know, we hit a post, or we, you know, we had a good offensive pressure and we didn't score. And then they come down, they score a goal, and you're chasing the game again. And everything changes. Our game is completely different when we play from a lead and when we're chasing. And we just chased way too much this year. So, yeah, this is it. I mean, it really.
Yeah. As of today, ESPN's putting our playoff chance at 11.2%.
Now never they got tell this, me the odds.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, ESPN odds. What do they know? They got this other stat they put in here for the teams looking to make the playoffs. Or they call it the tragic number.
Yes.
Which is defined as what exactly?
It's probably a combination of losses.
What is it? The what number?
Tragic number.
Instead of magic, I guess, like in baseball.
So this is how many numbers until we're – how many losses until we're officially eliminated?
It can't be losses. The number's 30. We're sitting at. Same with Pittsburgh. Even though Pittsburgh has a 3.3% chance.
Combined points, maybe.
Every time they lose, it's 30 minus 2. Now you're down to 28, 26, 27. I forget how they do it, but.
Yeah, that number doesn't mean anything to me. I'm trying to figure it out.
You had them at the playoff odds at what was the percentage?
11.2% for the Devils. We're standing ahead of Pittsburgh at 3.3%.
Well, Money Puck has the Devils' odds of making the playoffs at 6.6%.
Well, they might be updated.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Dude, this is March 11th. This is maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so now so in a matter of, you know, what, two, couple of days, they went from, now they're down to 6.6%.
Now, Washington has a better chance than us at 41%.
Right, yeah. Now, they're Money Puck, they're at 17.5%.
Washington's actually, for me now, is going to be the sticking point, because what I see happening now is I think that the Islanders are going to overtake the Flyers in the Metro, pulling the Flyers down to the wild card spots. And between the Tampa Bay and Detroit, the way they've been, again, asking for someone to overtake them, I think that's now the path in. Tampa, Detroit are, again, both playing less, so are the Flyers. But for us now, it's hard to leap the Capitals because they've played two less games and they got 3 points on us. So to me, now that becomes the real dogfight. I think that the Tampa and Detroit's can slide enough to get us in one of those spots. But we got to go on a tear.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't keep giving up these freaking points. Like, we're not even losing in overtime. You know, we're just losing in regulation. Like, you take so many of those games that if we just scratched it out or held on late this year, you know, we'd be in a really good position. But man, they dug themselves a fucking hole. I don't know if they're going to crawl out of it, but if they go out and lose again tonight, you know, it's just you can't. You cannot. You have to win games that you're not
supposed to win. They lose
tonight,
we'll be back again in September, everybody.
There's a couple teams on this list that are negative 0% chance of making the playoffs. So we're better doing better than some teams. Man, I don't know what negative 0 is, but okay.
It's less than 0, Dan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is also a movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Gertz and Andrew McCarthy. And James Spader. I don't know who else is in that. But I forgot my point now, what I was going to say.
What are you going to do?
I'm
not even looking at, like, the other teams or anything. I'm not even looking at the standings. I haven't. Like, it's just, in my opinion, it's as long as the Devils keep winning, that's all they have to do. Just keep winning.
Yeah. I bring it up because what I'm seeing are long-term slides and then seeing what a 6-game winning streak has done for the Islanders.
Right.
So, unfortunately, we didn't take advantage of Detroit's 5- or 6-game losing streak.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
We didn't take advantage of the Flyers' 5-game losing streak when they did it.
But we still can. All this can still happen. Only now, it's not likely that Detroit's going to continue to lose 10 in a row. You know what I mean?
But, Bobby, if we go on a 6- or 7-game winning streak, right, starting tonight, you think that puts us in the position? You think 6 or 7 games, another 14 points. Where do you think that puts us?
I think it's
even money.
Probably put us still just behind Washington if they just play. Probably still a point or two out
of a wild card.
Right, but then we still have 12 games.
At that point, right. Yeah, 12 right. games.
And if you look at Washington, they're like at 40-something percent. So, yeah, I think that brings us up to 40, 50%.
Well, look.
Oh, I mean, these numbers are going to change drastically if they even put together 2-3 in a row, depending on what other teams are doing. They just really have to do it. We got to, you know, what if these, stop talking about it. They do.
What if these guys play goal? What if they can play? What if they come out and they you know, we're getting good league average goaltending like we've talked about all year?
Or steal a game here and there.
Yeah.
Actually, a question for you guys. I know that what's his name, can't play tonight. He's still having visa issues to actually play. He's with the team. Jake Allen. But if If you had your choice, he can't. He's in the state, but he's got documentation problem before he can legally play. That's what I heard this morning. But anyway, regardless of that, who would you want to start tonight? Which of the two new goalies?
I like Hockin. He's got the better numbers.
I'm okay. I think I'd probably want to see Kakanen play. I think he is, you know, going to be probably the guy that's, depending on how each of them play, but right now I would say that Kakanen probably be the guy that's going to run with the ball a little bit more than Jake Allen. What about you?
Yeah, but Tone, you want to go first? Or
I kind of like Allen better than Kakanen, actually, as a goalie, but I mean.
You love Kakanen.
I love Kakanen, you know, but I mean.
Yes.
I don't know. Either of them is fine. Just something new. I think it's good. Either way, it's better. I think it's an improvement to what we've had the last couple months. So, you know, either or. But I heard about that too with Allen. I heard he couldn't play tonight.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's a working visa type of thing. But I'm pretty excited actually about Kapanen, considering he's really the throw-in deal just to get Vitek off the books. And I found that interesting.
Just get Vitek as far away from here as possible.
Right? But this guy's no. He's not dead in the water. He's played well against us. And he's a big guy. It's going to be nice to see a big guy like that in there.
I feel like the NHL should fix this problem. This happened to us earlier with who was it last year? Lazar, right? Yeah. Coming to us. And like, if you think about it, these players, he could have played for, you know, Montreal in our building. So like, what is the problem here? Like, the NHL pay him through the old team for a game or so.
There was another trade that happened too, and they had the same issue, and I don't remember who it was, but it was a Canadian team trading somebody to the U.S., and it was they had to wait like almost a week or so until they were able to get their visa stuff straightened out and come out here and play, which is, you know, especially if you're waiting till the trade deadline day to make a move, you know, at that point there's only maybe 20 games left in the season. You're going to give yourself another week of not having this guy playing because of these issues.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's got to be an expediting way to do this teams are down to their last 18, 19 games and they really need the guy.
So is it then Kakanen and Dawes is going to back him up tonight?
I think that's what's going to happen. There's no reason Dawes should start over him.
No.
Why would you bring him in?
No. I will be, very surprised if Dawes
and there's some people, you know, the stats folks, you know, that are way smarter than me with that stuff, posting about the difference in his high danger save percentage. And even though, you know, his numbers don't look great on a very, very bad team, some of the kind of underlying numbers about his own personal performance are showing that he's having a better year than it looks like on the surface.
His goals against expected is actually really high. So, you know, he's his goals against average is going to be horrible on a bad team. You know, they're giving up crazy number of great chances. We kind of seen that with some of our play this year.
Yeah, we can't play like San Jose tonight.
Right.
We got to play clean. Give the kid a chance to make some saves and, you know, score first and give him a little bit of breathing room and see how he does. But I tell you, going in, like, yeah, of course, we all wanted a number one. But I will give Fitzgerald credit for going out and making these two moves because it was desperately needed. And I like the idea of Jake Allen. Like we talked about when Dan and I did the show about the trade show. You know, if they go out in the summer and they get a Jacob Markstrom or an Olmark or just somebody off of free agency, we have Jake Allen on term.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, I like that Jake Allen as a backup, I think is a true number two back there. I mean, he was playing in a really bad Montreal team in a three goalie system. This could really benefit him. And who knows, maybe Kakanen comes in and takes his team to the playoffs. Maybe he's our goalie.
That would be the hardest thing for Fitzgerald if he actually comes in and studs it out because he literally, I mean, he was very open and honest, even about Allen being, you know, he called him the 1B, but he's really saying, hey, we would love to have this guy as our backup and go get a true stud. Sure. But what if this guy blows the doors off, right? Now you're like, nah, I'm in another one of these three goalie situations because I would think that you'd still, in the back of your mind, really still want that true number one. And not a guy who got hot for 19 games.
But what if Kakanen gets you into the playoffs and wins you a round? I'm just saying. Like then, you know,
I still
then
look to see who's out there. But you know, if you have to consider him, right? If you can't,
you have to consider him. But remember, like in order for us to get like a major goalie this year, I think it's probably going to be via trade over the summer, right? Isn't it next year where we got some major goalies coming up on UFA?
I know, like
I think Markstrom's a free agent, isn't he?
Markstrom will be a free agent. Shesterkin will be a free agent. But let's see. 2024 NHL.
I think Markstrom's free a free agent after this season.
No, he would have came over with two years.
No, Markstrom has two more years.
Yeah, this year
I had heard that he was off after this season. I think it's Quick and Net tonight for the Rangers, and Fox will be out. That it looks like.
Yeah,
Adam Fox is sick, I guess, so he'll probably be out tonight.
This was written like a year ago, so I can't listen to that. All right, so Sam Reinhart will be a free agent this year. Jake Getzel, Matt Duchene, Steven Stamkos, Noah Hanifin, but we're talking about goalies, right?
Right.
Let's see what goalies are. I don't see any goaltenders on this list for free agents.
So you go ahead and advance up a year, and that's what I'm saying. In our scenario that we just painted, he comes in, gets us into the playoffs, maybe wins a round, maybe doesn't, but he plays really well. It wouldn't be out of the question to sign him for a year if the next year is really when – you know, you can throw out all your money to like a legit, like a Shesterkin.
Well, this next year, these are your UFAs in the goaltending department. So if we, let's say, like you said, right, it's Kakanen and Allen, and we do go okay, we run with those guys next year. And then if you could find stability in goal for the 24-25 season, it would really behoove you to go after a free agent next summer,
right?
Because this is who we got. Igor Shesterkin, which, look, there's no way in hell. The only way that the Rangers don't lock him up this summer or sometime next year is if he says he wants to explore free agency. Yeah. But they're going to offer him, you know, $10, $11, $12 million a year. The second guy is Linus Ullmark. UC Saros. Cal Peterson, Aiden Hill, Ville Husso, Jake Ottinger, Jake Allen, Freddie Anderson, Vitek Vanacek.
Ooh, Alex, we should get him.
actually, I got one for you. Mackenzie Blackwood.
Alexander, we can bring the band back together.
There you go. Alexander Georgiev, Valmala. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Devin Levi. Jesper Wallstedt, Jonathan Quick, Joey Decord. There are a ton. Charlie Lindgren out in Washington. There is a ton, Alex Lyon, of really good goaltenders that are going to be available next summer.
Yeah. So I don't think that's the plan, of course.
No, it's not.
But if it doesn't work out, you know.
Now, out of those guys, like, I mean, for me, if I have to pick and choose, I want Igor Shesterkin on the Devils.
Yeah, and listen, sure. I hate the Rangers, of course, and I don't like Shesterkin at all until he's in my net.
But what a better way to give a big, giant fuck you and your mother to the New York Rangers if you go and sign Shesterkin?
Oh, that would be one of the almighty.
Yeah, right? I mean, that would be cause for celebration.
I mean, I think they should pursue it just to jack up the price, you know, make the Rangers really pay for that.
Offer them $13 million a year.
Yeah, just like something like
6
that.
6 years, $13 million a year, and guarantee all of it. But then if he wants to come here, we're stuck paying him that.
Yeah. Just kidding. Pay him in rubles.
Well, how about you, Dan? What goalie?
Besides Shesterkin? I mean, I don't know. There's a few out there. I liked what Joey Decord did. There's a lot of things. But, you know, really, you're talking about you want a proven guy who's done it already?
Yeah.
There's not too many on that list you gave.
Yeah, Linus Hill, Ullmark.
Ullmark. I mean, of course, Hill. Ullmark. Yeah. And that's about it, really.
Well, who would you want, Tone?
Ullmark would be my pick.
Over Shesterkin or Shesterkin and then Ullmark.
I mean, I would like to have Shesterkin, but like you said, I don't think the Rangers would ever let that happen. I mean, I just picture that would be like almost like but what Jeter, could, you know, was talking about leaving the Yanks for a year there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But think about this, right? Let's say the Rangers fall flat again in the first round this year. And once again, they don't get over the hump. Now they're coming into next year. They're a year older. Their window's closing a little bit more. It might not be so crazy for Igor Shesterkin to just entertain the
How
free
old
agency
is Ullmark?
Market.
Anybody
he's,
know?
Linus Ullmark, he's 76. He just turned 76.
Okay, I was going to go
a couple more good years.
A long contract with him, but I don't know if that's a good idea. No, I'll tell you why. In that scenario that you're posing, Chris, you got Shesterkin can't win a playoff series twice in a row. I think I'd rather have Ullmark. That's what it's about, winning the playoffs. If you get me a goalie who's like, proven
he didn't
winner
do it last year.
Something. That's what I'm saying. Like you're saying fast forward and here's a condition which we can get him. The Rangers fall on their face again in the first round.
Right.
That would be bad on potentially his playoff bona fides, you know?
Yeah. Linus Ullmark is 30.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some good years ahead of him.
And how old is Shesterkin?
6-7 year deal with him.
Anybody know that?
He's young. Nope. He's right. Isn't he like 25 or 26 or something like that?
Yeah, I was going to guess 27, but
let's find out.
See if I can find out here.
Did you guys hear what Blackwood said? I guess he had like the interview with the press over in San Jose, and he made a comment that like when he was with the
28.
Devils, he wasn't supposed to
28. Okay,
he wasn't supposed to play, but he was like, yeah, hurt still.
He's pulling some bullshit stuff. I don't like when players do that. So
yeah,
he's
Blackwood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he said he was injured and like he still wasn't ready to play, but they wanted
I
him
told
to
him
play
I wasn't
anyway.
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if it's true, I don't know. I mean, it really doesn't matter, right? Who gives
There's
a
no
fuck?
Way it's as simple as that. Conversation. Yeah. Hey, you ready? Me? No. Okay, you're playing anyway.
Yeah,
there's lots more year. Stuff that went
it's
on.
It's not the WWE, dude. The like right. You know, they're not throwing you out there with the fucking broken ribs to go wrestle. Like, you know, and it was just your heel, dude. You had a little fucking heel hurt.
You take an Advil, go play the game.
This guy is
I don't even understand that. You can't even feel your heel in a hockey skate.
Oh, well, he apparently.
It's so weird.
That was just a nice big. Sorry about that. That was a nice big excuse for his terrible play last year. So.
Yeah, he was the heel.
All right, what do you guys think? Give me a scores. Devils Rangers in 1 hour, Bobby.
3-1.
3-1 Devils. 3-1 Devils. Tony.
6-4 Devils.
Ooh,
whoa!
No, high scoring game. I like
gonna
it.
Go
sounds
for a
fun.
High scoring.
All right, Daniel.
2-0 Devils.
Even better. Kaapo Kakkonen with the shutout. His yep. first start as a Devil will be a shutout.
We'll
I
sign
like
up for 7 years right now.
I'm going to go.
Next year, kill him.
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, everything that I say that has the Devils winning sounds wrong in my head.
Yeah.
You know, 5-2 Devils. No, no, that's not going to happen.
15-0
right.
Devils.
Yeah, might as well be. I'll go 5-2. Devils.
It would make more sense if we said like 4-1 Rangers and the Devils hit 17 posts. That would probably be a little more accurate.
Well, that's the over-under on Jack's posts.
Very likely.
Yeah. The last couple of games, if he connects, we get points.
DraftKings, if you hit all three posts by Jack, that's a trifecta for that.
There you go. You get on Rock Bottom Kings, you can take the trifecta.
Left, the right, and the crossbar.
And the crossbar. Yeah. That's it. I'm real curious, Dan, you mentioned this about Jack, about how he feels with the Lindy Ruff thing and stuff. I am so curious and have no way of knowing, but what the locker room has been like this year and what it's like now. Like, I'm very curious. Like, it does seem like certain guys like Lazar and Palat are getting a lot more vocal. Maybe that with Lindy being gone, that they can kind of, maybe they feel a little more comfortable opening their mouth in certain situations. But, I'm real curious of what it's like. I mean, are they really sitting there just, you know, are they giving up? Because you've seen that. We've seen that. And this season, this year, this team has not had a lot of compete. Like there
a lot
has
of tension.
Yeah.
A lot of tension.
You know, I really thought after that St. Louis game that, you know what, maybe this is the turning point now. Maybe they can finally put the bad season behind them and focus on the next 18, 19, 20 games or whatever. But
it's possible they still can. I mean, you can't let a Carolina team deflect you from that line of thinking because we just can't beat them. We don't play it well against them. We don't pair well against them because we don't
Travis
adjust to
Green,
them.
If you're Travis Green or maybe even Pilato, one of those guys to say, hey, look, let's just forget about playoffs. Like,
that's what they should
you
do.
You know, the odds are it's we're not going to make it. Like, fuck it. Let's just play
you have to,
one
right?
game.
You're talking about playoffs.
Time.
We need that sample, Chris.
Was that,
you need
Jim
to have that sample. Yeah, you need to have that built into the soundboard.
All right.
We need to work on our
it.
Soundboard.
I will get it. Yeah, the soundboard's fucked up. But,
soundboard is currently Chris's cell phone.
I agree with you, though, Dan, 100%. Like, they cannot be thinking of it. They should not even be looking at out-of-town scoreboards. They shouldn't be looking at the standing, nothing. Take care of your business, and everything will fall into place as it should. And if you win, you're going to be fine. But, you know, runway's getting shorter and shorter.
Starts tonight. Yep. New streak starts tonight.
Almost needs streak. A vertical takeoff at this point.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. We got to go straight up. You know, the new streak will start tonight. Is that the streak of losing at Madison Square Garden? Because they beat us both times at home. So maybe it's just a change of venue.
It's a winning streak. We play better on the road.
Isn't That's this the true. Game that all the Devils were supposed to show up at?
Yeah, I haven't heard. Have you guys heard about that?
No, Bobby was supposed to really spearhead that whole initiative.
I did that for a while, and then what happened was, you know, the team didn't start winning, and the Rangers went into outer space.
How do you think the turnout's going to be anymore. Tonight?
Like, I don't think we're going to
reschedule this for next year, guys.
Yeah,
let's reschedule for next year.
I think the turnout's going to be great. I think it's going to be filled with Ranger fans.
Yep.
Yeah. I was wondering if they were selling a lot of the tickets for this game because, you know, this would be a big game on the schedule. Like any
other... yeah, normally, if one of the other teams was good, if they were both good, I mean. But I'll tell you, that still can be an amazing ending written here. We can make the playoffs. And then think about this, right? The Rangers win the Metro. Devils, like, sneak in on the last day of the season to that second wild card spot or even the first wild card spot. And we beat the Rangers again in the first round. How awesome would that be? That all
That'd
year
dream come true.
Yeah, Vikings win the Super Bowl, and then the Raiders win.
And then I'm building a house on the moon, and I'm going to live there with my family and my dog, and it's going to be great. Yeah, the Vikings aren't going to win a Super Bowl. What do you think will happen first? Another Devil's Cup or the Vikings in a Super Bowl? Because I think the Devils winning another cup is definitely more likely.
I think so. I mean, I don't know football the way you do, but I would think the Devils winning.
Yeah, I don't know enough about favorite. Your team, but when you're excited that you're now going to be drafting a quarterback at some point, I think the Devils are further along.
Yeah. You know, neither one of us are going to make the playoffs this year. So, but is there anything else that you guys want to join in? Bob, you want to give a shout out on the website?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like I said, we got a new website. It's been getting some traction, so I guess it's
we
all right.
had a website. It is new, but it's also just the only
the
one.
The new
ever
A
had.
Website. Yes, the sorry. Uncle Puckers at podcast.io.
Why do we have a .io? Why don't we not have a .com?
So what is the other .io? One's an adult site.
So this is a very specific platform for podcasters. So it really takes all of our information and is able to kind of grab it. Keep it all in one nice clean area. So you
sounds bullshit.
Sounds awful.
What are you talking about?
Is our information secure?
Oh yeah. No, it's totally legit, totally secure, guys. It just means that it's got plugins ready for podcasts instead of building everything from scratch and writing code to grab it and all that. They've got affiliations with, you know, the platforms that we use to post it. It just makes it that much easier. You know, you can always change down the line, but it's
so
a really good partner to be
Uncle
with.
Puckers. What is it? The address?
The Uncle Puckers.
The Uncle Puckers
at podcastpage.io.
.io.
Q746.
Okay. Right.
It's like a MySpace page address.
139 ampersand dash dash. All right. We're going to wrap this thing up. Devils Rangers in less than an hour, and you can listen to this show this evening and be like, what are these fucking idiots talking about? We got killed 6-0.
Right. It's going to be exciting to see how right or wrong we are.
We're going to be one or the other. And yeah, so we'll be back on Thursday. Is that the game on the Thursday? Is the Stars game?
Yep.
And then we play Saturday and Sunday. Okay. All right. So wherever you're listening to us, a 5-star review, a positive comment, a like, a subscription, a download goes a long way to help our little show
visit
here.
To the website.
And
visit the website. Yeah, definitely.
Visit the website.
Nice web page. Everything's there. You can go all the way back to the beginning and see how absolutely dreadful we were, which is saying something because we're a little bit more dreadful than we are now.
I was just going to say that.
It's a lot of fun. We're going to have some blogs. We're going to have some content. We got one blog up there now. I think Chris volunteered to write the next one.
Yeah, I was going to do it today, but
Joe Fano needs to be on there, Bobby.
I just said Joe Fano. Yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while. I'll tell you, he's fucking so happy about the Islanders, man. It's not he would be unbearable right now if he called.
Oh, so, yes.
But we're going to wrap this thing up and we'll be back next week. And for Tony, Bobby, Dan, I'm Chris. We're the Uncle Puckers. See you when we see you.
Puckers out.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
It's very quiet.
It is quiet. Stop being so quiet.
Never a good sign.
But it's the ending.
Shh.
We end it now.
It's over.
It's over.